America. It's the We Are Adults Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I'm your host, Sean. Danny, hopefully you still have all your fingers and you didn't blow any off in California over America's birthday. How are you doing, man?
That's pretty fucking insensitive, Sean. You know that I don't have all my fingers and toes.
I said fingers. I didn't say anything about toes.
But still, it's still a little too close to home, man.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Some people are smart enough to blow off their toes, too.
Yeah. Got you. Okay, did you drop anything on your foot this weekend?
No. Not this weekend. I didn't lose. Well, I have all the fingers and toes that I had before this weekend remaining still after this weekend.
Fair enough.
Real quick, my wife and I were having this conversation. I showed her this video of like Gen Z versus millennials.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that the Gen Z was like, Harry Potter is just a book. And millennials like, you know what? I would get angry at that, but as a Gryffindor, I will respond to that with, you know, poise and courage.
I did like that video was pretty kind of spot on though.
And then so we were talking about that, and she's like, "Wait, I'm a millennial, aren't I?" And I'm like, "Well, there's some websites that say you are, and some that say you're not." Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Oh man, I'm 10 months away from being Generation X." And I'm like, "You mean like a week?" You're born January 7th? Where'd you get that 10 months from? She's like, oh, I was going from your birthday. And I'm like, yeah, that just goes to show that you millennials aren't very good at math.
Well, you Gen X just don't do anything, so that's the problem. You're over here hanging out in the sideline, crying.
Well, because the boomers didn't die fast enough. They're starting to die now, so maybe the Gen Z will have a chance to do things.
I thought it was really funny because I was like watching this video and laughing. I'm like, oh, look, we're got to the point where we're not even going to like bust on the boomers. And then it was just like at the end, the boomer thing, it just made me laugh because it was like there is still unity between the boomers and millennials.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Exactly.
And I think all that heat started again. Like I don't know if we talked about it last week. The whole like summer, spring break thing, where all the boomers were blaming the millennials for going to Florida for spring break, and all the boomers were like, I mean, millennials are like, dude, we're adults now. Like we're not in college anymore. That's a different generation. And the Gen Z's like, shut up, old millennials. Like quit throwing us under the bus.
I'm out here working, and I'm getting blamed for going to the beach. How dare they?
Exactly.
Did you do anything fun yesterday?
No. My family hung out, but they didn't invite me, so that's cool. I got to like the post on Facebook.
Oh,
I mean, I guess like when I saw the post on Facebook at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I could have called and like, hey, can we like come over too?
Jeez. Should have just like busted through kicking down doors. Maybe because they're afraid you have the coronavirus because you work at UPS.
Maybe. But either way, I wasn't invited, so that's cool. I just sat home and like with my semi-working air conditioner and suffered because it was like 100 degrees and it was like 84 degrees in my apartment.
Oh, that's pretty bad, man.
Yeah, that was my day. And I just drove around in Forza and watched a movie. And that was the highlight of my day. How about you, Sean? Please tell me your day was better.
I mean, I did the same thing, but I felt it was a lot better. I played a lot of Destiny 2, did some leveling up, gained some good light level.
You are a lot further than like an 8-minute drive from where the party was. If your families get together,
that's fair. I mean, there was fireworks at my mom's house last night, but I wasn't gonna fly out there to go watch fireworks. I heard plenty out here. I didn't really go outside. It was like I didn't even go outside and light a sparkler. It was like I got some grinding to do. Like I don't got time for this America stuff.
Yeah, I watched like maybe like 30 seconds of fireworks, and I'm like, cool. I've seen. It's like once you've seen one firework, you've seen them all.
I just feel like once you like, you know, you watch like Disneyland fireworks, there's just like really nothing else to go back to. Like even like a couple of years ago when we went to Cedar Point for 4th of July, like their fireworks show, just not as good. It's like you don't even have to go to Disneyland on 4th of July to see better fireworks.
Right. It's like when, you know, like out here at least, the neighborhood Casablanca, it's like their fireworks shows are better and last longer than the official City of Riverside fireworks shows.
I believe that.
I'm just glad that 4th of July was on a Saturday this year, not like a Monday, because it sucks when I have to go to bed early and then they're lighting off fireworks and then I wake up to go to work and they're still lighting off fireworks.
Yeah, that is true. That is, well, you get to deal with that next year probably, so.
Yeah, I'll just take the day off.
The day after.
Yeah, I've only like worked like once the day after 4th of July, and it sucked. In like the like few years that I've been on the shift.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, it's probably not that bad if you have an afternoon shift, but not the morning.
Yeah, when you're waking up at, like, my alarm is set for 10:15 p.m.
Man. So, Iron Banana is this week, Danny. So, what they did, though, is instead of, like, they have, like, four major bounties that you could get for, like, pinnacle gear. So, and I was told that there was a glitch to where if you leveled up, if you completed all the bounties on multiple characters and you turned them in, like, on one character, it would get all the credit. Like, it would get that bounty. So you would get, like, two drops. Or, like, I got my Titan and my Warlock done, so if I would have cashed in on each bounty, I would have got, like, two drops. Didn't happen like that, man. I was kind of disappointed. And then on top of that, it gave, out of all eight bounties, it gave me one set of armor, and then it gave me seven guns.
Were they at least cool guns?
I don't know. I just turned off the game and walked away after that.
Yeah, it does suck, like...
RNG's a bitch.
Yes. Or even worse is, like, when you get a gun that you don't use.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, your most powerful weapon, or your most powerful gear is, like a heavy weapon, and then you always get heavy weapons, so you can't power up. It's like your power weapon is like 1054, and then you're at 1050, and then so everything drops at like 1053, but it's always a power weapon. So you're just like, this is helping me. I always have like this monologue in my head where like Bungie looks at my character and it's like, you know, you should probably get some armor. And I'd be like, yeah, I've been doing some bounties, turning them in, trying to get that armor, but you're not helping me. You sure you just don't want this energy weapon? I mean, I've given you three. I mean, this should really help you out. You literally just told me I need armor so I can level up and stop being a little bitch about it. Yeah, here's a energy scout rifle. Good luck. That's basically how I feel like every week as I'm grinding through pinnacle items and trying to level up to 1060.
Like the division's the same way, where it's like the game knows what your lowest rank thing is and goes out of its way not to give you that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Like they almost want to make you spend money, like either whether it's in-game currency or real-life currency or whatever, to like go to the shop and like hopefully buy, like, because then you'll go, it's like, oh man, I need like gloves, and then you're just like, oh, I haven't gotten a glove drop in forever. You know what, I'm just gonna bite the bullet and buy a pair of gloves. And then you buy a pair of gloves and the game's like, oh shit, he wants gloves, let's make the next four drops gloves, and they're all slightly worse than the gloves he bought but better than the gloves he had. Oh, real quick, you know, when I was talking about Destiny last week, that reminds me. So I made a female character, and as I looked at it, I was like, it doesn't look as feminine as, like, the pictures, like, for the game. Like, the loading screen is, like, two males and a chick.
Yeah.
And, you know, made the woman, the character, and it's like, she looks a little dude-ish. Yeah, but whatever. play the game. And as I'm playing the game, like, the enemies are like, where is he? Has anybody seen him? And I'm like, dude, I'm a girl. Like, I'm right here. I can hear you. Fuck.
Sad female noises. I'm over here saving the world, and all the enemies keep calling. Well, maybe they just don't understand the difference between males and females.
Did they assume my gender? That's what I. Every time I hear someone like,
he's over here.
Let's surround him, and it's like, did they just assume my gender?
I mean, I think about it. Like, every captain looks the same. Can you tell which one's a male and female?
Well, they make the characters have like hair and like boobs and stuff, so like it looks female.
I feel like some of the armor is starting to just get overly bulky to the point where you can't just tell anymore.
Well, I mean, in Destiny, yeah, but in Division, it's like you're just wearing like camis, like just camouflage.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or like with like a bulletproof vest. Over it. Not like full body armor. It's like you're military. Oh man, that dude's killing all of us. All right, whoa. Stop shooting. Stop shooting. Ceasefire. I have a vagina. I'm a lady.
I just imagine, like, in the middle of a firefight, you just stand up and flash and go, I have boobs. Come on.
And then they all go, like,
fuck.
That dude's tits?
That guy has tits.
That guy has kind of nice tits, too. I'm sexually confused now.
Yeah. Oh man, but no. So it's just kind of, I made a mistake, Danny. So I pre-ordered. Well, let me take. I know you're gonna say the mistake was pre-ordering the expansion pack for Destiny 2, but that was not the mistake. It was I bought the wrong version. So now I'm trying to like, now I have to like deal with getting a refund so I could purchase the proper one. Which is very frustrating.
Which version did you buy?
I just bought the Beyond Light, and then I didn't realize like the Deluxe had all the season passes for the year in it, and I was like, fuck, because I really thought it was kind of like they were going back to like a solo drop in the falls. Like, that was it, like one drop a year, but they're still doing seasons. So I'm like, son of a bitch. I fucked up.
And yeah.
And I can't just buy all the seasons right now for whatever reason.
They'll probably put them up like as they get closer.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. But it's kind of irritating, so I'm trying to figure out how to get a refund. And of course, like, I'm going to have to be on the phone with somebody to get a refund. I can't just go, hey, I done fucked up. Just give me a refund so I can buy the right version.
Right, like, I want... to give you more money. Can you give me back my money so I can give you more money?
That's how I feel.
I mean, it makes sense. I could see the frustration. You have to talk to some dude, like, in, like, India with this super India accent saying his name is, like, Joe Smith.
Yeah.
And he loves America, but he loves working in America.
Yeah.
And then he's not at all being forced to work there against his will.
Something like that. To that effect. So, Danny, what are you using to drown your morals or your sadness with?
It's a brewery from Santa Barbara, because I made the mistake of, like, following a bunch of, like, social media accounts from hotels and like restaurants in Santa Barbara, and like once everything kind of sort of opened up again, they're like, come up to Santa Barbara, see the beach, get some food, get the hell away from Riverside.
You were and, like, I do like that. I do like getting the hell out of Riverside.
I like getting the hell out of Riverside. That sounds amazing. And yeah, so the hotel that I like, I'm starting to like wean everything off of Facebook and kind of following it more just on Instagram. And so I found the main hotel we stay at in Santa Barbara. It's like a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
They probably have an Instagram account, and I found it, and sure enough, you know, and started looking at the pictures of the beach and all that. I'm like, oh man, I really just want to go back to Santa Barbara or Solvang, because another hotel in there that I follow posted a bunch of cool pictures too.
Yeah.
So the brewery is a Third Window.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of cool where they're located. Like, I went there. I just happened to, like, go there as we were leaving town the last time we were in Santa Barbara. And it also happened that that weekend that the city shut down the power because they were, like, either reinstalling or repairing the power lines.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was, like, they couldn't, like, they hadn't, like, the flame, like, their heaters on inside their tap room to, like, provide light.
Yeah.
And they couldn't serve any food, so we're gonna go there for lunch and beer, and it's like, all right, well, I guess we're just gonna get like a beer or two.
Yeah, no, I've been here before.
But then the cool thing is right around the corner from there is a really good chocolate shop.
Okay.
Called 24 Blackbirds.
I did not make it there.
It's like literally like four doors away from the brewery.
Well, and maybe it was because I was there too late at night.
Maybe. But they kind of cooperate with each other as far as, like, the brewery uses a lot of their chocolate in beers.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And so this is a beer that they come out with every year called Walkabout. So it's a stout with locally forged oranges, 24 Blackbirds chocolate, and Madagascar vanilla beans.
Nice.
And it's it is pretty good. It's 9% alcohol by volume. And they only produced 255 cases.
Ooh.
And they like I said, they produced it every year, but this is, like, I guess in 2019 was the fourth year they produced it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's really good. Like, when I first poured it, the foam on top had, like, an orange hue to it.
Mm-hmm.
From the orange juice.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
And, like, it doesn't come across too strong on the smell, but you can definitely smell that there's something in there. But you more smell the chocolate, but when you taste it, it's not like a heavy orange, but if you eat like something chocolate that has orange, like a chocolate truffle with orange in it or something like that, it definitely tastes like that.
Mm-hmm.
My, I guess if I had to, you know, like watching like Chopped or any of those other like cooking competition shows where the judges almost like feel obligated to come up with a complaint, or I'm sure you and management are aware of it, the compliment sandwich. And I know there's other like buzzwords for it, but basically it's a thing of like when you give your employee when you give your employees a review or whatever, you say they did something good, follow with something that they need to work on, and then you follow it back up with something good again to make them, and then you leave it on a good note. But you threw that in the middle where that they just like may need to work on something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Does Home Depot follow that policy? Because UPS does.
I mean, we talked about, I think, more for reviews, but I think it's just more, I don't know, I think it depends on what the situation is.
Nope. UPS is, like, all or nothing.
I just tell everybody to get good scrub.
I mean, as you should. Yeah, because I've literally had management tell me, they're like, yeah, you know, like, you did everything right, but I still have to say that you need to work on something, so, I don't know, maybe drink more water?
Yeah, I think at that point, I think you're just stretching it.
Yeah, but they were told to do the good, bad, good.
Yeah.
And so they don't get paid to think for themselves. They follow company orders.
Yeah. Well, sometimes like it's not necessarily like good, bad, good. It's just good. Let's work on this. Good. Where it's not like it shouldn't be necessarily bad. It could maybe just be like, hey, we just want you to learn how to do more research on some of your own problems so you can be a little bit more self-efficient. It's not that you're like, bad, but...
Right. Like, drink more water isn't a bad thing. It's just work on something that they had to make up to put on a piece of paper to give to their boss to fill out a line on the paper.
If I saw drink more water, I'd laugh. Just
I did. But the beer is a little, like, for, like, all the cool ingredients, like the chocolate, the oranges, and the vanilla stuff, it is a little, like, thin, I guess, for a stout.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a full, like, bottle logic stout where it's like you're drinking, like, motor oil. But, again, that's if I had to, like, figure out something that's not 100% positive to say about it. How about you, Sean? What are you drinking?
So I got a care package from my dad, and inside it came Weldworks Brewing Root Beer Float Milk Stout.
Yeah, I saw that he had posted some stuff on social media about him hitting up different breweries, and it looked like some of those stuff, some of the beers that he showed looked pretty good.
Yeah, so I'm almost done with this, but man, this is a really good dessert stout. Like, this is definitely, like, it definitely is a root beer float. And, like, the whole flavor, the stout was just a great, the stout is brewed just amazing to go with it. This is, like, legit, like, a very, probably one of the best dessert beers I've ever had. Now, I couldn't go back and drink another one right after this, but it's only 6.4% ABV. But, yeah, dude, this is just, like, a really good, if you just want to, really solid dessert stout, I would say this is definitely one to get.
I mean, yeah, it sounds pretty good. Like, the idea of, like, the milk stout being the ice cream. It could either, I mean, they're, that was the same one that did the taco.
Yep.
Okay. Because they're right by each other, I'm kind of get the names, so not necessarily the breweries, but just the names Wiley and Weldworks confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I'm hoping to get a taco beer at some point this summer, so we'll see.
Man, that was surprisingly good.
It really was.
Like, I preferred the barrel-aged one that they had in-house versus the standard one that they canned, but even then, the standard one, it shouldn't have been good at all.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's definitely a different beer, but man, it's so, the taco beer is pretty solid too. I don't know if I would just drink it back to back to back, but definitely solid.
Nice. Because it's like, you can only drink, how many root beer floats can you drink before you get tired of drinking them?
Probably after one, I'm done.
So it makes 100% sense that, you can't drink too many of the beers if it's a good iteration of the root beer float.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Oh, man. So, I guess the internet and the DC world is gearing up, you know, for the Zack Snyder cut.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where, like, everyone's just tearing down Joss Whedon because apparently he's a dick on set. And so that's going to make the Zack Snyder
movie better.
Yes. So, you know, in the Batman versus Superman scene, there's a movie. There's a scene where Batfleck is walking through the cave and he sees a Robin outfit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are like hitting him up. It's like, wait, were you going to use that? Was that just a motivation thing? Whose costume was that? And everyone was like, well, of course, we all know whose it is. It's Jason Todd's, because Jason Todd was Robin and he died.
Mm-hmm.
And Zack Snyder's like, no. It's Dick Grayson. So I killed Dick Grayson.
Well. To think I went online to go look for the Robin costume to only find out that Zach killed Dick Grayson for whatever fucking reason on the show is just astounding.
Right. Like, he's like, you know what, fuck it. I don't like Nightwing or something. I don't know, like, what his reasons was. It's like, well, if I killed Dick Grayson, then we can't have Nightwing.
Isn't his name Rick now? Maybe that's why. He killed Rick because we can't have Rick. It's Dick. He was just doing everybody a favor that they didn't know needed to be done.
Right, because the reason it came up was when in Suicide Squad, when Batman captured Harley Quinn, he's like, Joker took something important from me, so now I'm going to take something from him. I was wondering if he was referring to Jason Todd.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Zack Snyder later responded that, at least in his mind, it's Richard Grayson, a.k.a. the first Robin, who was taken away from Bruce Wayne, not Jason Todd, the second Robin.
Yeah.
It's like, it's worth noting this isn't the first time this twist has been brought up, as during Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, a gravestone was spotted that read, Richard John Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it remained uncertain whether this was a legit story element or was just a prop thrown on the set as a joke. And it's like, and then there, of course, you know, with how DC is, you know, how everything is like a clusterfuck. You know, I understand like their theory with like 52 universes, where it's like they can have 52 different characters existing at the same time, unlike Marvel movies where everything is like they have two universes, but pretty much the main one is like the considered canon.
Yeah.
And all their movies kind of fall, like they might throw elements from the Ultimate Universe, but basically like all the movies followed a coherent storyline. It wasn't like just random shit was thrown in, like at random movies.
Yeah.
So DC has a Nightwing movie in development. But
interesting.
Zack Snyder killed Dick Grayson.
He killed Rick. Poor Rick. He's dead. Go straight to Jason Todd. Jason Todd as Nightwing. Boop boop
boop. So yeah, it's just all, there's all these rumors that no one's saying anything, is like just making stuff up, I guess, to make people on his side in his theory.
Who knows? Maybe he's just fucking with everybody.
Yeah, probably. It is true. And then to make it even better, they announced that they're bringing back Michael Keaton as Batman for the Flashpoint movie.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're gonna get old man Batman. Maybe he's just playing. Maybe he's not Batman. He's just playing Bruce Wayne. Like maybe for like Batman Beyond version.
Right. But in the Flashpoint, they thought they were gonna bring back the actor that actually played Thomas Wayne in the movie, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who played him in Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Flashpoint story is the one where Bruce is killed and Thomas Wayne becomes Batman.
Maybe he is going to become Thomas Wayne.
That would just be stupid. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, it was
on my own dad.
I mean, I understand that there's like that. There's math where you can be your own grandpa. You just have to marry a woman who has a like a 18 to 20 year old kid, daughter, and have your dad marry the daughter, and now you're your dad's father-in-law, so now you're your own grandpa. But yeah, so the Flashpoint story, basically, part of it is that Bruce Wayne is killed, Thomas Wayne becomes Batman, and then Martha Wayne... Martha!
Martha!
Name, dude.
Martha. I never knew Martha could be such a powerful name to bring two superheroes together.
You know what? Of all the things that DC has done stupid in their movies, that's probably near the bottom of the list of things that bother me.
I feel like it's at the top.
Because reading the comics, they've stopped fighting for stupider reasons. And it would make sense that Bruce is all still bitter about his mom and the fact that they both have moms of the same name. Like when that scene happened in the movie, and like Superman's like, save Martha, and Bruce Wayne's like, why the hell do you keep saying that name? And it's like, holy shit, that's right. Fucking DC doesn't know how to come up with names, so they just gave their two main characters' moms literally the same name. that was the thing that thought, like, it wasn't like this scene is stupid. It was more a thing of, why did DC name their two main characters' moms the same name? They couldn't, like, retcon it later when they...
Dude, they were thinking about this way, way back in the day. They're exactly. Like, we're going to make some crossover movies.
They're going to interact, and they're going to be fighting, and we're going to need a reason that's dumb, that's not any better than any other dumbass reason that they stopped fighting. And it's going to be the fact that the mom's the same name.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's why Marvel's better. At least movies. DC should just stick to animated stuff.
Yeah. Just go back to hiring. Get Nolan back to do some stuff solo.
But you know what, though? Even, like, the Christopher Nolan movies, especially the third one, haven't escaped ridicule.
True.
Like, the hindsight of, like, after, you know, the performance as the Joker... And then you see Bane and all the different things that happen in the movie, and like mm-hmm. all the different websites that do spoofs making fun of Batman and Bane interacting. Yeah. Like the one where it's like Batman keeps talking about having sex with Talia al Ghul.
True.
Like stabbed. It's like, oh yeah, you stuck this deep inside me, but not as deep as I was inside you.
Jesus. I mean, I feel like The Dark Knight was like, I think beats like any Marvel movie, just about.
Yeah, I think pretty much one of the only ones definitely that I would argue held up against it would be I had it on Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Winter Soldier was pretty good too.
It was all right. Nah.
I mean, if you like people that unfreeze, unthaw, and throw around shields and shit.
You know. Hey, you can't disrespect those movies this weekend. That's America's ass.
I'll do what I want. Freedom of speech, bitch.
And then July 3rd, people were posting stuff on social media. Don't forget to leave milk and cookies out for Captain America.
Too fucking stupid, dude.
You know who was doing that, Sean?
Who is
millennials?
Probably just to annoy somebody.
The millennials were doing it, Sean.
And, I mean, they annoy me.
As a millennial?
Yes.
I still can't believe you hit me up to do math, so you not have to do the math to figure out how old you are.
I've been telling everybody I was turning 35, and I'm like, and then I was like, I got called out on it by the girlfriend. I was like, you're right. Let me double check my math. Danny. Let me double check the math on it.
Because then, like, the way I did it was like, what year is it now? What year was I born? Let's just do some subtraction. Like I said, I'm going to tell my wife, millennials are just bad at math.
I was just double checking my math. That's all I was.
That's what calculators are for on your phone.
Nah, dude. It was easier just to text you.
It didn't seem like it. Not for me, it wasn't. Oh, man. So you finished an anime, Sean.
I did. I finished an anime I started a while ago, but finally came back to. It's called My Girlfriend is a Show Bitch. So, I guess, and like the translation, I guess this is basically a kind of me. It's it's basically My Girlfriend is Slutty. And it's funny because like the whole show is basically around a bunch of that's what she said and can we make everything overly sexual. Like, that was like, from the 10 episodes, that was like everything. So basically, like, everything was just taken in the wrong direction. Like, every innocent statement.
That's what
innocent,
she said?
Yeah, basically.
Everything was taken in the wrong hole, huh? That's what she said?
Something like that. So basically, like, in the first episode, this kid confesses to, like, a class rep who's, like, super smart and everything. But, of course, like, she's like, I'm going to do everything I can to be, like, the best girlfriend ever. She's like, I'm looking up all these different, like, sexual moves and all that. And it was just, like, goes, like, way too crazy. And then you find out, like, and he's like, no, that's not even what I meant. Like, and then, like, every scene is just, like, her going, taking things wrong and just got like turning it into something ridiculous. And then like the childhood friend is like the same exact way, just like always just making things like way too awkward. It's a pretty like, it's very over the top and it doesn't have like a lot of substance to it, but I mean it is pretty funny. And it's only 10 episodes, so it's pretty easy to get through, but there's no like major plot or anything. It's just full of like, let's just turn every day into something randomly sexual.
So it's kind of like the world without dirty jokes, but without like the whole like resistance thing.
Exactly.
Okay, I mean that's, I'm not like hearing anything that make me not want to watch it.
Mm-hmm. So not terrible. Something I would say if you have some downtime, you could definitely watch it.
just add it to the long, ever-growing list of anime that I want to watch.
Yeah, that you don't have time for.
Right.
You had time yesterday.
And I finished up watching an anime. I finished up watching something you finished watching last week that I kept forgetting that they released, Love is War Season 2.
Love is war, love is war, love is war.
I definitely wasn't disappointed by the second season. They added a new character that the first couple episodes she was on were really good, and then maybe kind of near the end, but like in the middle she was just there for almost like slapstick comedy effect.
That is true. I think they had to get like somebody that was probably more serious about school into the show, which kind of made sense. I think she did really well with like the video game kid.
Yes.
I thought it was interesting to like hear his backstory. I thought that was like one of the best episodes like I've ever watched like in an anime in general. Like just from like the issues and how they told it. It's just a very well written anime.
Right, like the fact that it was like 3-episode arc.
Mm-hmm.
It was like called Ishigari Closes His Eyes, and it was like 3 of them.
Correct.
And so, just the fact that, like, you know, when they first come on, they're like, wait, why is he part of the student council? Didn't he, like, go crazy and, like, beat somebody up? And so, that's all they kind of touch on it in the first season.
Yeah.
And then so, by the time you get to the second season, like, you kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, the season, it's near the end of the season, it's almost the last 3 episodes or last 4 episodes or whatever where they kind of touch on it.
Yeah, it was, I think the fans of the show really accept him as a character after the 3rd episode and what he went through and everything. I think it was a very powerful episode, and like even like after that week, like there was actually no memes on r/anime memes really about the show, because like there was like it was just so like. Like, powerful. There was, like, no easy, like, slap happy jokes to just pull a meme out of, and everyone was like, dude, this is, like, one of the best episodes out of the whole anime.
Right. Like, as much as I love the pink-haired girl, I forget her name, and just her silliness, like, those episodes, like, were almost the complete opposite, but told his story, and... Mm-hmm. And there were full episodes, like the track meet one, the final of the track meet.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting it to go to, like, you know, how they split. And so it ended. And, like, and the credits started rolling. And I'm like, wait, that was only one episode?
Yeah.
Like, that was the whole episode? Like, it didn't feel like it was the 20-something minutes or whatever. It felt like it was only, like, a 10 or 15-minute skit in the middle of, like, the full episode.
Agreed.
But, yeah, it was pretty crazy how, you know, why he's loyal to the president, why he dealt with all that stuff. Everything's explained. The maid, she kind of had like a little bit more of a character growth too.
Correct.
I liked the episode where like, she was told not to let anyone in the student council room.
Yeah.
Or the one where the president pulled the piece of lint out of the vice principal's hair, and she like passed out, and like her family has a history of heart trouble, so she went and wanted to get like all these tests done. Yeah. And the doctor's like, "Yeah, you're in love." And she's like, "No, run more tests. It can't be true." And the maid's like, please just stop. You're embarrassing me. I need to come back to this hospital, too.
No, like, it's fantastic. And, I mean, I'm like, ready for season 3. And I'm just curious how they're going to get everything. With how well it's told, like, I just feel like I really hope, like, the ending for this... story is just completely like what I hope it is. I hope it's not a rushed, like, you know, at the last 5 minutes of the last episode, it's like finally like, ta-da, here it is.
Right. I kind of wish it would hope it's something like how they handled the student council elections, because that could have almost been like handled either as the season finale of season one or like near the end of season two. Like they could have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the way they just threw it in the middle.
Yeah.
And kind of just disrupted everything. So like with that, it gives me hope that they'll handle, like, if the reveal is made, that it won't be, like you said, like as the credits are rolling on the final episode of the end of the season, of the end of the series, you know?
Yeah. Like every other anime.
Yes. Or even worse, like it's like you think they're going to get together and then the credits start rolling and then they do an after credits scene and then the show ends.
Yeah. Everything's just hinted and implied. You're like, come on, make a fucking commitment.
Oh, man. Speaking of make a fucking commitment, Sean,
yes.
Not too long ago, Microsoft decided that they wanted to start their own streaming service called Mixer.
Yep.
And they signed away Ninja and a bunch of other like huge names on Twitch for quite a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping to like lure their fans over to watch them on Mixer.
Is this to, like, compete with,
like, Twitch?
Okay, got you.
And Facebook has their own branch of, like, Facebook Gaming.
Really? I did not know that.
Exactly. And we didn't know much about Mixer either.
No, I didn't.
But you probably aren't on your Xbox very much, are you?
No, I'm not.
So if you go on the Xbox, you can see it was there, but it's not there anymore. But, so now, like, a lot of the people that had gone over to Mixer, like, we're supposed to feel bad for them. Some of them, like, I don't feel bad for Ninja, because he got enough money between Twitch and then making them jump over to Mixer that he's set. But then, like, people are trying to make us want to have to feel bad for the people that went over to Mixer because they got banned on Twitch. It's like, well, now where will they go?
Oh, no.
I don't know, man. Like, if you get fired from a job and then you go to another job and you get fired from that job, like, your first job isn't going to take you back. And we're not supposed to feel bad for you, are we?
Is this for violating rules?
Yes.
Hmm. Shouldn't have violated the rules, man.
Like they finally seemingly banned permabanned Dr. Disrespect after they banned him once for, like, breaking the law by filming people, like, in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. At one of the conventions in Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago. I think it was BlizzCon.
Yeah, I remember that. We talked about that.
Right, we talked about that. So he wasn't banned very long, but then he got banned again, and he still doesn't know the exact reason why. He's just getting vague, violating community standards excuses.
Mm.
Which, I mean, fuck it. He already got, like, one major chance.
Maybe because you're an, like, asshole.
Right. But then the funny thing is with, like, Facebook and all this, like, everything that's going on right now, all these companies are saying that they're not going to advertise on Facebook anymore. Yeah. Like, one of the most recent ones to do it was Sony with PlayStation. Like, they're not going to advertise. Sony, and especially, like, do their gaming, like, PlayStation,
mm-hmm.
isn't going to advertise on Facebook.
Yeah.
But one of the companies that said they were going to not advertise on Facebook anymore is Microsoft.
Mm.
Right? But when they announced the cancellation of Mixer, they said that their plans were to partner up with Facebook Gaming.
That's a weird turn of events.
Yes. We're not going to advertise for you, but we'll use your gaming service.
Yeah! Woo! If it makes us make money, then okay.
Right. I don't know, man. It's just weird.
Mm.
Like, maybe, I mean, the only thing I could think of, like, I had a conversation with a friend of the show, Man Thing, and it, you know, with a corporation that big, it's probably a thing of, like, two different departments didn't communicate and release statements independently of each other at the same time or around the same time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even in my job, like, the same three different shifts that basically do the same job, but they're just start at different times, like, they don't communicate with each other.
Yeah.
So how can, like, two different departments, probably on different floors in an office, talk to each other?
Yeah.
At least that's my hope.
No, it makes sense.
And then, there's been a leak for video game price coming next gen, Sean.
There's a leak in the boat?
A leak in the boat, yes. So the next NBA game, NBA 2K 2021 or whatever, 21,
yeah,
is going to be MSRP'd at $70.
Okay.
Which, that was the same price that they kind of thought that everything was going to be priced at when the PS4 and the Xbox One came out.
Yeah. So what, we're seeing a $10 game increase then?
Right. And of course people, gamers are accepting that without any complaints, right?
Oh, they complain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have some valid points. Like, if you're going to release a game that I'm going to pay full price for, like, there shouldn't be as, like, Destiny. Like, if you pay $70 for Destiny, should they also maybe have less stuff in the cash shop?
I agree, but I feel like this is my argument that I think I would have. So I'm going to pay $70 for content for a full year, not just the game.
Right.
So how much expansion or how much additions are you going to get? And keep in mind, too, you don't have to pay for that. A lot of these games start going on discount after, like, a month or two.
Right.
Unless they're, like, unless they're, like, a really big name that's doing very well.
But even then, they still go on sale. Like, The Last of Us 2 has been on sale, and that's, like, one of the number one selling PlayStation 4 games practically ever.
Yeah.
You know, so it shows you how well boycotting works.
Dude, if I see one more fucking meme about Last of Us 2... See, this is the problem. People get way too upset about the game and, like, its direction and statements and stuff to where I don't even want to play the game. And it has nothing to do with the actual game. It's just, like, everybody, like, yelling and complaining about it.
But the funny thing is the people that are yelling and complaining are basing them off leaks that ended up not being true.
I believe that. But it's just like, who? Tell me what character had so many troubles, more troubles than so-and-so. I'm waiting. Like, oh my god. Like, I can't handle this, man. This is why I stick with Destiny, because I know what kind of bullshit I'm going to get every year. My expectations are always met. They're low and they're met.
Right. But you know what? Honestly, though, I think you probably would enjoy The Last of Us, because I know friend of the show Manthing is enjoying it, and also friend of the show Solid Snack is enjoying it.
I do want to get it, because I did beat the first one and I do love it. So I know I'm talking a lot of shit, but I'm just talking shit. I will probably eventually will play the second one. I just have to work up the courage to deal with the scary monsters.
Right. You mean
the fungus people.
The gamers that complain about it? Those yeah. scary monsters?
yeah, them too. Plus, yeah. I know as soon as I start playing it, like, I'm going to have to only be able to play it with the girlfriend so she could watch. Because it is a very, like, nerve-wracking game because of how quiet and everything, all the sneaking and monsters jumping out.
Ugh. So is it because she wants to watch you play it but doesn't want to play it herself? Or is it because you need her to protect you from the scary monsters?
Probably the first one.
But a little bit of the second one?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
A smidge,
yeah. It's probably like, what, 80-20, 60-40? I'd say 60-40.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go there. Seem fair?
Yeah.
I know you don't like scary movies.
No, I'm not a big fan. I was like, literally, like, I turned on Netflix and I was doing something on my phone and it had like a trailer up for something. And it was like, get ready for the jump scare. I'm like, fuck, where's the controller? Like, the mirror keeps turning. I'm just like, come on, man. Like, it's like, mirror. Faces the guy, mirror turns and it's at a chair. Faces the guy, goes to the chair, goes back to the guy, but turns like crazy and there's a monster behind it. And I'm like, motherfucker, this is not allowed. Why do we have jump scares in the preview?
Right. Well, you know how to turn off the auto trailers on Netflix, right?
If I log into the girlfriend's account and on the computer and do that.
Yeah, you have to actually go onto the computer. It's totally worth it, though.
Probably.
Like, I did that, and it's so nice. Like, I can, like decide, oh, I'm going to watch this, and leave it on there, and then walk away. Or just, like, open up Netflix and walk away, like, and not have to worry about, like, shit, like, interrupting my, like, going to the bathroom session.
Yeah. Oh, do you ever play the game where it's like, you know, you're watching an anime and it hits the credits, and it's like the a minute 30, go. And you're like, restroom, drink, snack, whatever other thing you're trying to do. And you're like, you're trying to beat the minute 30 to get back so you can watch the next episode instead of just, you know, pausing it and just casually doing the things you're trying to do.
Right, like a normal human being. You know, because that was the thing we had to do back in the day where we had to, we'd be watching TV with our siblings and we'd have to run to the bathroom or do whatever, and, like, our sibling would yell back at us. It's like, hey, it's on, it's back. And then you'd have to, like, run back in to, like, watch it to make sure that, you know, like, and or if we missed something during the next commercial, we'd have to get filled in on what we missed, if it was anything important or not.
Yeah.
Oh man, so, but yeah, I ended up taking advantage of, oh man, why do they gotta do this? A bunch of sales, like a couple weeks ago, I bought some games, and so I started playing Forza 7.
Seven, not one, not three, not six, but seven.
Yes, and so, no, I'm trying to, like, buy beer from Bottle Logic right now because it goes on sale at noon, but they've, like, made the process more complicated.
Ugh.
Because, like, if you bought, like, multiples of beer of the same beer, like, you just had to enter your information once. Now it's like, oh, you're buying three beers, you have to buy three tickets, and for each ticket you have to enter your information.
They're just really trying to make you jump through the hoops.
And I'm like, cool, I'll just wait till, like La Bodega or El Cerrito gets it. I'll go buy it from them. I don't want to drive down Orange County anyways.
What beers are they selling?
It was a golden stout, mm-hmm, with coconut and pineapple and marshmallows added to it.
What the fuck? For a stout?
Golden stout.
Hmm.
So it's almost like a pina colada golden stout. Like a milk stout.
What is a golden stout?
It's basically like a stout where they don't burn the malts as much, so it's not as, like, dark.
Oh, they don't put like a bunch of chocolate and black, yeah, malt in it.
Yes, and it's pretty good. Like, yeah, one of the beers that I went a couple weeks ago and got from a brewery in Anaheim, Noble Ale Works, one of their bigger sellers, is one called Naughty Sauce.
Gotcha.
And it's a golden milk stout with coffee.
Yeah. Are people doing Vienna lagers out your way, or is that just kind of like what I'm starting to see?
I think some places are doing it out here. They're kind of getting into the crispier stuff. As they say, the crispy boys instead of the hazy boys or the malty boys.
No, because, like, I just had Double Nickel, then now I found another Vienna lager, and I bought a six-pack of it. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm just curious, as is this another thing that's going on that nobody knows?
I think more places are starting to lager because I think the brewers want to, like, because that's what the brewers were drinking anyways, kind of stuff. Like, mm-hmm, you know, after a day of, like, brewing, like, IPAs or stouts, they just want something kind of easy to drink.
Yeah.
Cleanse the palate.
Dude, that's what I like about Double Nickel's Vienna Lager. It's just like the crush beer, like, right now. It's like the get home from work, you know, throw your shirt off, have a beer, and then sit down and have a beer and just chillax. That's what the Vienna Lager is to me right now.
Perfect shower beer.
Yes. Has definitely made it into the shower.
It's a shower beer, lawn mowing beer, pool beer, video game beer. It's pretty much jack of all trades beer.
Yeah, it's a good raid beer because I don't have to worry. I could just go to town and not worry about getting too sloshed for the raid.
Nice. Do you prepare a little too much for your raids and, like, have, like, maybe a little ice chest with multiple beers sitting next to you so you don't have to, like, get up to open a new beer? Or do you just make the girlfriend do it for you?
No.
Or do you run out of beer and have to wait?
No, I usually will just wait until we get to the next part, because usually, after we beat a part, we'll go to the next area before we start it. Usually, if anybody needs to, grab something, we'll call it out and go take care of it.
Whether it's a bathroom break or a grab another beer break.
Yeah.
And you hope you don't have Leroy Jenkins in your group?
Exactly.
Or do you just, have you had that and you just let him run in and die knowing that he's just going to respawn next to you anyways?
Well, I've been raiding with some people that haven't done these raids before, so, usually it's all right, who's explaining it? You're explaining it? Okay, I'll be back in, 5 minutes.
Right, but generally, in the past, raid with, people that plan they know it, and they're just they're like, come on, I know this raid, and they're like, yeah, but these two people don't, and they're like, well, screw them, let's go, and they just take off, and then, because that's happened in Final Fantasy, where people would, get impatient of the explanation,
yeah,
and they just run in.
Yeah, I mean, because
the battle music, and then the battle, and it's the boss room is locked, and then it's you hear the battle music stop, and it's the boss room is unlocked, and then you see their little blue dot on the map running back towards you from the start of the map. Sometimes they'll run back, sometimes they'll just drop out of the dungeon because we didn't back them up by running in with them.
That's funny.
Yes.
Yeah, because all the Destiny raids have gotten a lot more complicated since you've been playing. So there's a lot more call-outs. Puzzle solving,
just jumping.
No, it's usually you have to do everybody has a task, and then it's you have in the middle of the fight you have three phases. You have you have to do something, then you have to do another thing, and then you have a DPS stage, kind of where with Atheon. You know, from Vogue, you know, all you had to do was three people randomly got teleported and then, three people would just stand around and shoot. There's a lot more other shit going on now. So, the three people on the outside would probably have to do, go take care of something, a wipe timer of some sort.
Right.
And it's everything has just gotten so much more complicated in the raids. You have to, you tell the whole thing. And then you start the raid, then you replay what went well in the first part, and then where they need to work on this next part. So it's you have to do, you have to wipe, three times before they kind of generally start to understand the mechanics. Because there's just so much shit going on. And when somebody explains it, it's 10 minutes of dialogue, and you're none of this fucking makes sense until you start playing.
Right. So. And that's the same way with, the raids and, the harder raids in Final Fantasy 14. There'd be, the raid groups, and they'd get together, and, they're like, all right, we've made it, we've finished phase one, now we're on to phase two. So now we can, we can beat phase one pretty much every time, but we wipe at a certain point in phase two, but we're learning it. And so sometimes it takes, depending on the group, how long it takes for them to learn the raid and get their way through it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because the other part, too, I was just kind of, I was thinking, because I was just explaining it to some of these guys, because we were doing Scourge of the Past. I'm like, you have to understand, when this raid, came out, and a month later, after we were doing this, multiple times a week, this was, a 45-minute raid. There's no time, you don't need to do a bathroom break in 45 minutes. That's easy, but it's when you get into these teaching people and it takes 3 hours to do the raid, it's
Right, when it's the teaching part of the raid is 45 minutes alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. But going back to Forza 7 real quick, I don't know. I like the Forza series, especially this one. It makes me want, I kind of wish I would have upgraded to the Xbox One X, the 4K, and got a new 4K TV, because it, even with the standard Xbox One and a standard old, really old HD TV, it's probably 10 years old by now at least, it looks beautiful. And Forza, as a game, between the two of them, Forza, they come out every year, that there's this alternate between regular Forza and Forza Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
You get loyalty bonuses for the longer you play.
Oh, wow.
And so, I logged onto the game, and I got, a shit ton of money and a shit ton of cars. I haven't had to really buy a car yet, and I'm, already, halfway through the story of the campaign, basically the championship campaign. The AI kind of sucks. Like, Manthing said he stopped playing it because the AI sucks so bad. And it's just a thing of, like, they're still programmed the way Forza AI always has been programmed, where they follow the racing line,
mm-hmm.
whether you're there or not. So, like, you almost have to, like, race a different line until you're away from them, or else they'll just, like, plow through you.
Yeah.
Especially, like, the start of the race. Like, I have to, like, go super wide on the track. And then some, because if I don't, like, because, like, every racing game, they always start you, like, in the middle or the back, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, I'll start, like, 12th out of, like, 24 cars.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like, sometimes after the, like, the first lap, I'm, like, 10th. And then, but if I can, like, get past everybody, I'm, like, first by, like, the second corner. It's weird. There's no, like, real in-between.
Gotcha.
But it's definitely fun. I don't know. I just like racing games, especially, because it's something you don't really have to, like, think about. It's not like you're raiding in Destiny or Final Fantasy or
yeah.
Division. It's just a like a nice, relaxing, chill game. Like, if you had a long day and you don't want to think.
Well, that's how I kind of feel like when I play Destiny and I get into PvP, like, you kill. Like, there's nothing complicated. It's just, you got your guns and you run out and you just take care of some people. Like, that's, like, and even in, like, I think in Gambit now, because it's funny, because, so I have, like, the title Reckoner, which is one of the least attained titles, because it's so Gambit grindy that people just did not want to go get it. And I feel like the same way. It's just, like, it's so easy, and I just, like, I could just play by myself, I could just take care of business, like, I could usually pick up the ground for some people that are playing poorly, but that's how I kind of feel like, you know, I imagine, like, a racing game for you. You know, you come home, and you just go at it, you don't have to think about it as much, and that's kind of, like, why, like, during the week, I'd rather play, like, PvP or Gambit, because it's just, like, come home, and then it's just, like, boom, shower beer, let's take some heads off.
Right, because there's no planning. It's not like a raid. You just run around and, you know, maybe you're having an off day and you die more than you kill. And then sometimes you just kind of, like, it's weird. Like, you get in a weird zone where you're just, like, pew-pewing everybody before they pew-pew you.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
And then you save the videos for your fucking cool montage video at some point.
To put in your clan. When you have your clan barbecue.
Yeah, I'm gonna have my montage soon. Soon I'm gonna be famous for, you know, 30 seconds on Reddit.
I mean, isn't that what that whole thing about putting your figures on there too? For 30 is just 30 seconds of fame.
Yeah, pretty much. I just want the cool emblem that says I did something.
I did things. Look at it, be jealous. I mean, isn't that kind of the whole point of, like, open world, like, MMO style games, is to have some piece of equipment or some emblem that the normies can't get. And that's your Final Fantasy 14, and then you feel bad because the normies can't get it, so then you put it on the cash shop like a year later.
And make that
money. And their defense is like, well, people had it for a full year without it being for sale. Now it's for sale and other people can get it. It's like, yeah, but it's not exclusive anymore. It's only, like, a limited exclusive. Like, couple years ago at E3 when Xbox was doing that bullshit,
mm-hmm.
where it's like they had, like, console exclusive, limited console exclusive.
Yeah.
Man. But I ended up watching the Sonic movie finally, Sean.
Did you?
Sonic the Hedgehog, yes.
Do-do-do.
The number one money-making video game in the history of video game movies.
I did not know that.
Yes, it even passed Detective Pikachu.
Wow. I almost feel like people felt obligated to watch it after all the shit that went down.
Right. I think that was part of it. I think that was part of it. It's like, shit, they like tortured their animation people to, like, fix creepy-looking Sonic. We should go give them money now. So, but then it's like, that's good and bad, because now it shows that, like, if people complain loud enough on Twitter, that they'll definitely get their way. And then companies see that if they give in to Twitter complaints, that it works and they'll make money.
True.
But it's a cute movie. There's though I watched it by myself without my wife, and like there was a couple scenes where I was thinking about like stopping it and letting her watch it with me, because I ended up getting it through the Redbox. Because if you sign up for Redbox's email list, generally every Friday you'll get an email for $1.25 off your rental.
Really?
So like standard is like 60 something cents after tax, and then the Blu-ray is like 82 cents.
That's not too shabby.
No, it's better than the $2 for Blu-ray before tax, and then you add tax. So, yeah. But yeah, there was some cute moments. They definitely tried to tie some of the lore in, like with the rings and stuff, and it just seemed like Jim Carrey was like turned loose to do his Jim Carrey stuff.
Really? They're just like, be fucking crazy.
Be Jim Carrey, yes.
Nice.
There's a shit ton of money to be the Jim Carreyest you can be. Which, it worked in a bunch of, like, when he was, like, talking to people, it was actually pretty funny, but there was a couple scenes where, like, he was doing stuff on his own.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, this movie's, like, an hour and a half, and this scene is, like, 5 minutes long. Like, can we move on, please? Like, I would have been okay with, like, an 80-minute movie and, like, those scenes cut.
Wow.
Like, there's a scene where he's, like, doing something, like waiting for something, like, to be analyzed in his lab, and he's, like, jumps on this, like, treadmill thing with like a giant screen behind him, and so he's like running, but then he's like running from a dinosaur, and then it's like he's on a mountain and now he's skiing, and
is it like a montage, like a fight one, like he's getting ready for the fight?
It's more a thing of like time is passing, so it's not necessarily, it's not montage, but it's like different scenes are happening as like time is passing. Yes.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
And then basically, the moral of the there's like the moral of the story is kind of fucked up. It's not really a moral. It's like it's weird. Like, I don't know, man. It teaches kids to like, you know, yeah, you got this dream to like leave your city and go on and do better, bigger and better things, but you should feel they're gonna feel bad and miss you if you leave, so you shouldn't leave.
Wow, what a story.
Yes, but like I said, there's some fun. Like the first half of the movie is pretty funny, and then it starts like. Like, I was like, oh, this movie's really good. I should wait until Jody watches it. And then I got to a certain point, and I'm like, this movie feels really long for it being only, like, 90 minutes long. Like is it over?
Every Lego movie?
Pretty much, yes.
Dude, like, the Lego movie's, like, the first half, solid. Cut out, you know, 50 to the 75 part, and just move on to, like, the ending, and you're good. Like, the random, like, shit that happens and, like, brings down the whole movie is too much.
Now, is it that the Lego movie suck? Or is it just, like, it hits a little too close to home with your childhood, Sean?
No, it's just too family for me. I'm just here for stupid songs like, everything is awesome. And then, like, you know, the Batman movie where he's just being a huge dick to everybody is, like, super funny in the beginning. Really appreciate that.
Yes.
And then it gets, like, way too, like, then the movie gets, like, way too sad about random shit. I'm just like, I'm just here for Legos kicking ass. I'm not here for feels.
But it is the Bat family, Sean.
Oh, we don't want to forget about Rick.
Richard?
No, it's Rick.
I love Rick
Grayson.
There's like I don't remember where I saw it exactly, but it was like whether it was a web comic or what, but it was like Starfire meeting Rick Grayson for the first time, and he's like, hi, my name is Richard, but people call me Dick, and she's like, how do you get Dick from Richard? And he's like, stick around, you'll find out.
It reminds me of that web comic too. That's like, here's my huge. Dick Grayson.
like Superman's like, I can't remember what Superman was like, here's my huge something, and then Batman's like, here's my huge dick. Grayson.
Oh, man. That's too funny.
It is. It's a good point to end, I think.
Yeah. Good times. Oh, man. Good times.
Yes, it is. I hope everybody had good times.
I always have a good time hanging out with you, Danny.
You know, at least somebody does. But not my family.
Hey, Danny, you want to know something cool?
Huh?
You know, because we decided, because I felt like not enough people hated their podcast lives, we've added the We Are Adult Show to a couple other places to infect and show that podcasts can be shitty. So you could catch us now at Podcast Addict and Podchaser, Castbox, Spotify, and Spreaker. So we've infected many more people.
So we're officially on Spotify, Sean?
We should be. I haven't verified it. I mean, I clicked the verify button in my email, but I haven't gone back enough.
Sweet.
I don't want to update. I don't want to put Spotify on my laptop because then every time I open it up, it'll be a battle between Steam and Spotify for who could try to update and clog up my laptop the fastest.
Exactly. at least don't put it on TikTok because that's like flat out Chinese spyware.
Got you. I didn't realize that.
Yes, the Chinese are spying on the kids' stupid dances. Maybe that's why China hates us so much, is because all they know about us is, like, all our kids dab all the time.
I think they would probably hate us more if they explored more, but that's just my opinion.
True. I mean, they already hate us, but that just adds another thing to the list.
Exactly. If podcast isn't your thing, you could always catch us on iTunes, Google Play. Oh, I just said more streaming service. Facebook and Instagram. Hopefully, Danny, you're doing a much better job logging your beers into Untappd, because I've definitely have fallen behind the scenes on straight can.
No, I'm pretty much logging everything on Untappd.
Yeah, I'm struggling, man. I can't do it.
Struggle bus.
I always want to do it when I'm out and about. So
missing out on those like glorious badges, Sean. You don't get that endorphin hit from unlocking badges.
While you're at home.
Like Pokemon.
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all. I know it's my destiny. I'm gonna end the show singing. We'll see everybody next week. I'm gonna log in my root beer float stout.
Next week.
Woo!
Later.